Today, I'm speaking with Randall Callinan, a local civil rights attorney who has been practicing and representing clients for more than 20 years. Callinan is known for representing clients in high-profile cases, and they're usually cases filed in federal court that involve civil rights and equality. Randall Callinan, welcome to the People's News.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on your program.
Mr. Callinan, you are representing a client and her mother who are suing the Klein Independent School District because the student claims she was harassed after she decided to no longer stand up during the daily reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance. This week, a federal judge ruled that the case can move forward, knocking down the school district's legal actions to dismiss the case. The student, who is 17 and who attends Klein Oak High School, she is referred to as M.O. in court documents. According to the lawsuit you filed, M.O. stopped standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance back in 2014, and since then, the lawsuit lays out a pattern of harassment and bullying from teachers, administrators, and other students at the school. What were some of the most egregious examples of the type of behavior from teachers and administrators that your client had to endure?
Well, one of the things was that she was called a communist in front of other class members, and that it was disrespectful to the military not to stand for the pledge, and the phone was taken from her.
Can you explain for our audience how the lawsuit argues that your client's rights to free speech are being violated?
The United States Supreme Court decided about 50 years ago that high school students do not have to stand or recite for the Pledge of Allegiance, and it violates their right to freedom of speech, because people have a right to speak, and also they have a right not to speak. And so by forcing her to say the pledge and to stand up, it violated her right to freedom of speech, which encompasses freedom of expression. And so the standing up could be considered freedom of an expression. But freedom of speech also includes freedom of expression. And so she's suing on behalf of herself for the mental anguish. And also at one point she was even homeschooled as a result of this harassment. She had to pay for these certain extracurricular activities, which she wouldn't have had to pay for but for the harassment of the teachers and the administrators at the Klein Independent School District.
I understand she's on the debate team there.
Yes, she has performed very well in the debate team. And just recently, we had to sue the debate coach because the debate coach was harassing her, asking her about her lawsuit and not treating her fairly as compared to the other students. And we claim that this is due to her not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Do you mind elaborating just a little bit more about free speech, free exercise, and equal protection? What do these concepts mean, and what is the spirit of the First and the 14th Amendments as they apply to this case?
The First Amendment to the Constitution, also known as the first in the first 10 Bill of Rights, says that the government shall make no laws infringing upon the right to freedom of speech. And the reason that this is in the Constitution is because, of course, when the United States was a colony, England would not let, a lot of times would shut down the press, take the machinery of the press away from the people, basically, for speaking out against the king and the monarchy. And so when the United States was formed and created their government, they made sure that embedded in their constitution was the right that the press could always be free. And the main purpose of that is so that the government, the people can criticize the government freely or, praise the government freely, just talk the, to speak freely. And that's what the concept of freedom of speech is. And in this case, Marie was speaking about her government, or one of the governments governing her, which is a school district, and public school districts are governments, and so they can be liable under the civil rights law, just like the United States government or the state of Texas or the county government or the city government, because they are governments. And so when they and regarding freedom of speech, one of our most cherished rights, a to get sued or to have a viable lawsuit, the defendant merely has to chill the person's freedom of speech rights. That is, that basically means any sort of punishment or anything whatsoever that would discourage someone from speaking.
What did Marie's mother do before filing this lawsuit? How did she try to stop the harassment and bullying her daughter faced herself before filing a federal lawsuit?
Well, she communicated with the administrators, including the superintendent, on several occasions, trying to, you know, say, hey, look, I have given my daughter permission not to stand for the pledge, and she doesn't have to stand for the pledge. She did all she could to attempt to gain compliance so that her daughter could exercise her free speech rights. And it was met with, the harassment just kept on coming.
In general, how have courts decided on cases like this in the past during our country's storied history? What kind of precedent is there for this case against the Klein Independent School District?
Well, the right not to stand for the pledge is actually an extremely long-running right. As a matter of fact, it was decided by the Supreme Court in 1943, which is more than a decade before Brown versus Board of Education, that declared that separate but equal was not the law of the land, that segregation eventually would have to be abolished. So what we see is it's one of our oldest rights that's been established by Supreme Court precedent, which, by the way, was right in the midst of World War II. And yet, the Supreme Court said that high school students do not have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. However, the case where this was decided by the Supreme Court in 1943 dealt with Jehovah's Witnesses, because one of the beliefs of Jehovah's Witnesses is that, you know, you only worship God and you don't worship governments. So the standing for the pledges, the standing and the reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, was against the Jehovah's Witnesses religion.
Does this case have anything to do with Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL football player who sparked a national debate after he decided to take a knee during the national anthem to protest racial inequality and police violence?
Yes, I believe it does, because this really got ramped up after President Trump came out on the controversy of NFL players who were kneeling during the Pledge of Allegiance to protest violence against African Americans and other disparities suffered by African Americans. And so it seems to be that current president has emboldened this type of behavior in others to violate people's rights. And especially since Marie is an African American, I think that there could be even some discrimination involved in regards to her race.
As guaranteed by the Constitution, how should school districts, administrators, and teachers treat students who choose not to participate in the daily reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance? How should this situation be handled?
Well, the way it should be handled is the student should be allowed to, just sit there while the Pledge of Allegiance and the pledge to the Texas flag is recited. So they should not interrupt a student's right to not stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Is this sort of federal lawsuit unusual in Texas? Is it happening elsewhere in the United States as well?
I haven't actually researched that. However, there's another case that I'm involved in that involves the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District, where this happened right about the same time. And also around the same time, I heard of a case in San Antonio. So it seemed to have all, erupted from the presidential response to the Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the Pledge of Allegiance at NFL games.
Is there anything else you would like to add about Marie's case?
No, I would not, other than to say that, I would like to say one thing, and that is just recently the federal judge has determined that Marie can go forward against the Klein Independent School District and the individuals that she sued on the issues of equal protection and freedom of speech.
Randall Callinan, thank you for your time with us today on The People's News.
Thank you very much.
I'm Brandon Moeller.